more would she lie, no, I would have upset her. Wish the same to no one.
There was liquor if needed. 5 miles down a dangerous road.
There's plenty of nothing right here. If I need to explore. Child sleep, it felt good warm to stand beside a dream.
I had been distracted by enough, for so red a head seemed.
And the howling wind becomes my good friend again, instead of something we would hide against. And it felt so good to feel our love in the past tense. Gaps, Chris Kakos. Organic. That sounds like a real electric piano. I don't think we can get all 40 records, especially because we played like 4 for 1. What time do we have to stop? Yeah, I've tried stopping never. That's kind of painful too. Kevin, is that you? Man, how you doing? Oh, God, it's been like 23 years or something. Woo!
Time is elastic. Time is elastic. Bridget, are you still there? Bridget? Bridget. Let's do something else unrehearsed. We rehearsed at least 20 years ago. That stuff stays in the system a while. Meat stays in your system 30 years. Bridget Keating from the second record, Band of Black Ranch Head. We'll try to do it. This was a hokey country song on the first record ever. Thanks to Joe Nick Patowski, you know, kids and adults. We get handed CDs on the road. Aspiring individuals, not unlike yourself or ourselves at one time or another, hoping that somebody would connect the dots, or at least the one marked A and the other one marked B. That being the case, over the years, had the great pleasure of Granddaddy was one of those bands that came up to us in 93. That's right. Jason got all drunk, handed me a cassette, Jason Lytle, and I put it in my truck, and it got stuck in the truck. Got stuck in the truck for 4 months. But I didn't care, I kept driving the truck. Sounded great. Became a soundtrack. Matt Ward's another fella. Same thing. And it's exactly what I did way back when. Joe Nick Patowski. I gave him he managed Joe King Carrasco. Remember him?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So I got drunk enough to give him a date. One night in Tucson, I don't know, 1980 something. A few weeks went by and I got a call from a French guy. So we did this record. Went to LA. And I took Scott Garber came to LA. Where's Scott here tonight? Scott? Okay. And I told him when we parked the van that night, the first night in LA, I said, I got a feeling about these things. Everything's gonna get ripped off in this van. And he said, no, I was crazy. And I said, well, yeah, but. So we came back and everything was ripped off in the van. Fortunately, I had taken my stuff out because I had lived in New York City. You don't leave anything in a van. But Scott did, he was only from Rochester. But they took the master tapes, and they took the master tapes from this, except for John Rosen gave me a cactus to give to somebody out there in LA, and it protected the rough mixes of this album, so we were able to put it out. Thanks, John. It sounds like a good story now, but at the time it was just more confusion. I know this isn't the heartland or nothing, but then I thought, yes, it is.